Welcome everybody, August 16th, 2011, star date, galactic date, because what we've been just sort of casually discussing on the phone is the chaos on the planet at this time, and the more light we bring to the planet through our work, through our meditations, through our awareness, through sharing information with others, and the more light that in general everybody is discovering in different ways, there is more light on the planet. There's all kinds of darkness being exposed. And the question is, what to do? And where is this all going? Where is this all headed? Well, we are definitely in a period of chaos. But there is a specific place that this is all headed. And with the increased light that's coming onto the planet, and it's shown up with solar flares, and it's shown up with all kinds of lightning storms, and people's awareness. So it's shown up right now in this pivotal piece of history, more and more that the collective unconscious, the collective is becoming conscious of systems that are breaking down and not working, which is just a great example of how the light is showing up the darkness. And one piece that is important for us to hold the light over, and we keep working with adjusting the pranic field, and it is our privilege as light workers to fulfill our mission here, to be able to hold the pole, so to speak, to be the lightning rods ourselves, to be the channels, to be the portals, is really a more accurate word. Everybody on this call is really a portal for the divine. The divine has a structure. And when things get very out of alignment with the divine, so to speak, out of sync with the divine, the whole structure of society starts to fall apart, and people get more and more corrupt, more and more greedy, and that's what's been progressively happening for a really long time on the planet. There's been more and more corruption, more and more greed, to the point that there's a lot of awareness now coming up as people are getting ready pre-campaign for the next election about what's not working in Washington, D.C., in the government. So there's an awareness that we need to move back into alignment with the principles of the Constitution. It's a big movement that the government is not functioning at all based on the original principles of truth, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all, and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, which are the governing principles of our country. Just as spirit has governing principles for consciousness, has governing principles for humans, for divine beings. So there are specific principles that have been strayed from. And this realignment with the truth is what's happening right now. So the darkness that we're seeing is all the places, one after another, and I'm sure you could just name all kinds in your own life and what you've seen around you just from looking at the newspaper or things that you see around you. But the main kind of exciting event, so to speak, or interesting light-filled event, is that people, more and more people, are becoming aware of what is not in alignment with the truth. And this is the pivotal turning of the Titanic so it doesn't run into an iceberg again, like Groundhog Day, that movie where they keep waking up. And the same events happen over and over until one day they realize what they need to do, and they get it right. It's about a relationship. We had a lot of Saturn in Libra, which is relationships. How do we relate to what's going on to bring things back into balance? That's the Saturn-Libra energy we've been talking about. So, you know, we're waking up, and every day we wake up, how can we bring things back into balance? So by shedding the light and more light coming through from the center of the galactic core into our minds, our human aura fields, our energy, as we let that light come into our energy fields with our breath, with our practices, with our meditations, with our chanting. We send light. We've been sending, this group has been sending light into the grid for a long time now. This light is really diffusing out, and more people are seeing what is not working, what is not in alignment with truth. When something is true and it's in alignment with true, it works. And that has to do with, we're talking about the nine dimensions as one of our reference points. The sixth dimension is sacred geometry. So each element, every form that we see that is coherent, is integrity, is held in place by a certain mandala of sacred geometry. Everything that's in alignment with truth, higher frequencies, and we've talked in the past about water and the water crystals and the work that Dr. Emoto has done. So what we're seeing is these forms that are not in alignment with divine truth are just muddy, and they don't work, and it's a ripple effect because we're in a society, a collective society, a society that's a collection of people and a collection of ideas. And when the people at the top of the society are not holding the structure that the society was built on, which is the Constitution and Bill of Rights, then everything just gets muddy. So more and more people end up living in muddy waters. And we were just talking about there's a lot of flooding. And so as an example, you know, the earth trying to cleanse itself of the muddy waters, the muddy energies, and reestablish this crystalline form or this sacred geometric form so that everybody can enjoy the light, everybody can be a part of the light. And so the most pivotal piece is so that life can work for everybody, and that's what we're really talking about. As we move from the Piscean to the Aquarian age, as we move into feeling and becoming aware that we are mini gods, we are co-creators, we have the ability to create, but we're part of this whole mandala of creation. We're not alone. No man is an island. So what are we creating? Are we creating a divine culture that's a mandala of life that works for everybody? Or are there all these muddy pieces that are like cogs in the wheel that are stopping things from working for many people, whether it's unemployment or factories moving out of the U.S. or high taxes? So the more and more that the light is shedding the fact that certain greedy people are grabbing huge amounts of money and stealing it from other people, which is causing really big imbalances for a lot of individual people and people on the planet starving and all these things happening. There's more and more awareness that there's something that's not aligned with the truth, because we live on an abundant planet, and the planet can feed everybody. Yes, everybody may not be able to kill animals and eat steak every night, but the planet can support people when people are vegetarians. It's just, this is all proven fact, and there's people that have studied this. So as we shed the light on everybody on the whole planet and the structures that aren't working on the planet that stop people from living in the truth of the abundance of the planet, in the truth of their own divinity, that everybody does have power, everybody is a beautiful piece of this mandala, that's what we're really looking at right now. That's what we, as this group, when we work with aligning the pranic fields, which is what we've been working with on the last few calls, it just means that we are the portal for that integration of divine truth, that frequency, that structure of divine truth to be held on the planet. We're literally reestablishing a pranic frequency, a pranic geometric structure that can then come into physical form. Then we've got 5D, and, you know, we can bring it into physical form and into 4D, 3D, 2D, way down, grounding to the crystalline core of the center of the Earth. So this is the most important work right now, is to restructure, recalibrate, aligned with divinity, aligned with the principles, the God, Goddess principles of divinity. There is a structure that is life-fulfilling. There is a structure that's life-giving. There is a structure that's life-sustaining. There is a structure that's life-supporting. There are structures that destroy life. There are structures that destroy the earth. So what we're seeing very clearly is what structures are life-enhancing, what structures create a society environment that people can learn more about themselves, can grow, can eat healthy organic foods rather than GMOs. This is what we're seeing. The dividing line as we move into 2012 and beyond is what actually enhances and supports life, supports the expansion, supports love, supports the frequency of the whole universe, and the underlying frequency is the vibration of love. Love is a vibration. It is a frequency. It's a field of love. So that's the alignment with the universe. And in order to become part of the galactic, part of the bigger consciousness of the planet, part of the awareness that there's other beings on the planet besides the 3D beings that we see walking on the earth, whether we call them ascended masters or whether we call them these other beings galactic beings or beings from other planets or extraterrestrials, it doesn't matter. To move into this higher frequency, which is just basically more light, which means that we can see more, we need to understand this underlying vibration, this underlying frequency of love, which contains everything, which gives us the experience of oneness. It gives us the Ekankar. So we have to have that basic underlying experience of Ekankar, of the oneness in our frequency field, which means connection with our heart chakra. When we can experience that connection of Ekankar and have the experience of the field of love, the vibration of love out of which life, the universe is created, then now we have an access point to become aware and experience our connection with other people, other beings, whether it's being aware that people are starving in Africa, that's an Ekankar connection, or galactic beings or ascended masters, or our potential of who we really are. So all the astrology that we're seeing during this whole time period, from my point of view, that's what this astrology, which is, again, an archetypical pattern. They're symbols. They're energies that are coming through, that are being positioned to us. It's almost like if you imagine that whatever you want to call it, the universe, prime creator, God, goddess, is just like putting these different planets in certain positions, so energies are being beamed to us. Like, now we need you need a little bit more Venus energy, so we're going to position Venus with the Sun. Right now we have a Sun-Venus-Mercury conjunction. So that means that we've got these energies coming towards the Sun. We've got Leo. We're in Leo. The Greek archetype for the Sun is Apollo. And Apollo is the one that he drives across the sky every day, but he also is the one that brings new cultures. He brings new life. He inspires art. He inspires a new way of being. So we've got the Sun, the symbol, the Greek god Apollo, to understand more about the symbology, bringing this new civilization, this awareness of what kind of civilization would actually work. The one we have doesn't work. People are hungry. They're starving. They don't have jobs. They're being flooded out. Whatever's happening. Conjoined or connected with, and it's a good connection with Venus and Mercury, which are both retrograde. And so Venus, which is Aphrodite, what we love, how we're going to create the frequency of love on the planet. What do you love? Where is your love vibration? Where is the connection with that frequency of love? And Mercury, the mind. So how are we going to mentally get clear about what ideas we want to bring forth? So we want to bring forth things that we love. We want to bring forth a new culture, a new society that vibrates with the frequency of love, that it's infused with love, that everybody gets fed, the people get taken care of, the people communicate, the people experience a oneness. So people can have a life experience that's beautiful and joyful and orderly and divinely ordered and structured in a way so it's not chaos and fear-based, so that it's vibrating with this frequency of love. So this new culture that we create is love-based. And love, the field of love, has its own frequency, has its own mandala, has its own geometric structure. So there's some things that do not vibrate with the frequency of love. They vibrate with the frequency of fear, like we would say lust, anger, greed, pride, and attachment. Save me from the five temptations, the five demons, whatever you want to call it. There are certain energies, lower frequencies, that do not vibrate with the frequency of love, and that's what we're seeing, and we don't want those anymore. So it's really beautiful that as a collective, people are saying, look at this, just printing trillions and trillions of dollars doesn't work anymore because it's making our medium of exchange, it's making our money worthless, or whatever it happens to be. So certain things are going to be held and created and recreated and brought forth that are able to be maintained in a coherent structure that vibrates with the frequency of love, and that's what we're seeing. If it's not something that can maintain a coherence within the structure of love, it will fall away. So we're seeing mudslides. Mudslides of old energies being shown and falling away. And we're seeing and feeling what is really, people are really discovering what works. Or you could say, what is love? What does work? So that's the calibration. That's the portal that we're holding from the center of the Milky Way galaxy, the divine beam of love, the divine beam of creation, the whole frequency of what we're being created from. These energies of creation are pouring through the center of the Milky Way galaxy, through our sun, down into us, down to these dimensions. And we have, you know, all this Aquarian energy right now with this full moon that we just had last weekend. And Aquarius is Uranus, or revolution. So what kind of revolution? Different people are feeling the need to be themselves, to express themselves. So we've had revolutions in the streets of London. We just got all kinds of things happening, from the wide spectrum to beautiful, beautiful loving frequencies being expressed, and all kinds of, you know, how popular is yoga on the planet? It wasn't very popular when Yogi Bhajan first came to the U.S. in, you know, 68. So just in a short period of time, there's a structure that can hold the frequency of love. So how popular is that? How many more concerts do we have? How many more people know about kirtan that never knew about kirtan? So there's an example of, we've got, you know, on one hand, people rioting in London, on another hand, all kinds of yoga and kirtan concerts. So there's, everything's being broken up, but people are feeling the need to really express themselves. So this is also about, with the Sun, Venus, Mercury conjunction, it's about Venus and Mercury are affected by Pluto, the underworld. So they're going into the underworld, the retrogrades. And so this is the time to go inside and just ask yourself, what do I feel? What do I love? And then how do I want to bring that forth? How do I want to bring that out into the world? Mercury is coming out of retrograde August 25th, and Venus not until September 23rd. But this is a time of really reevaluation, reassessment. It's really a good time to meditate and contemplate what you love in your heart, and what you want to bring forth into this new world, into this new palette, into this Apollo palette. What do you want to fly, you know, what do you want to write in the sky? So if you were Apollo and you were rising every day, and you wanted to write something in the sky for everybody to see, you know, what picture would you put in the sky? What would you write? Would you say feed the birds? Would you say plant flowers? You know, what rises from your heart with this Leo creative solar Apollo energy? It's a time that we're going in and we're asking ourselves, if we wanted to create something different, we wanted to recreate ourselves, what would recreating ourselves look like? So that's really the time we're in with all this planetary, all the message of the gods, the information from the planets are saying, this is a time of recreation. So how do you want to create yourself? Also, just be in nature. Experience some recreation with nature, you know, whether you're taking a walk or taking a camping trip or sitting by a lake. Getting aligned, we've talked a lot about alignment with Gaia, alignment with the Earth. Ask the Earth, what forms does she want on the planet? And how do we want to be part of creating this new structure? How do we want to be a part that's in harmony with Gaia, in harmony with Earth? So these are some of the things that we're working with during this time period. So we've got all this deep Pluto, deep dark intersection, and this Uranus square. So again, you know, that's the Aquarius, like revolutionary. So what is your particular personal revolution look like? So this is really a time for individual revolution, which is going to affect the collective as things are being broken up. Yet there's people out there rioting and burning and looting in the streets of London. But what's your personal revolution? And everybody needs to be asking this question right now. What is my own personal revolution in this moment? And revolution also, what will be revealed to me personally and to the collective? What are these planetary energies that are coming through? What does the galactic alignment one look like? What is the truth of creator? What does the truth of creation look like? So what's being revealed right now? And I actually went to a sun dancing class last night, the Gabriel Roth Five Rhythms, and a friend of mine was there, and she showed me this beautiful painting she'd done of a mandala. She does mandala paintings, and it was all these, like mandalas, it was all these little lotus blossoms in circles, little lotus petals. So what will be revealed to you will be a mandala painting with lotus petals unfolding in circles. So as you look at it, your petals of consciousness, which is what the lotus petals refer to, so that your consciousness is just unfolding and unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. You can go deeper and deeper and deeper into these other dimensions. And through all the fears, as we talked about last week, it's really, this is really consciousness unfolding. And we can go with this 26,000-year revolution that we've now reached. We can go all the way through all the fears, through all these imprints, through the death imprint, into ascension, into reuniting with the galactic core, reuniting with our divine selves, reuniting with the ascension frequencies. So that's the question. What does this time frame reveal to you? And when you look around, what structures do you see that are working and aren't working? And just, you know, thinking about it, talking with your friends about it, and how you want to bring through a new structure that actually works. And it could be just practicing your pranic breathing and chanting and holding these new energy and providing the field in your own aura for these new frequencies to come through. So that's what we're working with today and during this period of time, 2012 and beyond, and we are very privileged and in a space of gratitude for being able to participate this and allow our own souls to evolve and quantum leap into the ascension frequency so we can play with the ascended masters. We've been waiting a long time for our own souls to meet with this beautiful high-frequency destiny. So we'll go ahead and do our Ramadasa and some chant for aligning the pranic field. And we are especially working with bringing consciousness and awareness to what collective structures. We just came out of the Aquarian full moon, We've got that Pluto-Uranus. So what structures, what collective structures, Aquarius being the 11th house, that which socially rules the collective, what collective structures work that bring life, bring ascension to the society so that people can live in an enlightened Aquarian society? So we're adjusting the pranic field to hold that is the pranic assignment for today, that Yogi Bhajan's here and the people, Baba Sri Chand, are here, and they're working with us, and they're saying with all these pre-election people talking, it's really important for us to hold, adjust that pranic field so people can see what the truth is. People can see what candidates actually hold the frequency of truth, and what candidates are actually will just basically get into office for their own personal gain. So that's the pranic vibration, the piece of the field that we are aligning and holding today.
Thank you.
frequency of divine truth, life, frequency of the love. Let it come all the way down to the crystalline core of the planet as you exhale. And inhale up the pure crystalline frequency, being a portal, anchoring in the two, heaven and earth, and walking forward in the truth of this divine alignment. And inhale and stretch your arms up. And exhale. Take your body, releasing any tension so that your love can flow and you can feel that frequency in your own field, in your own body. And beautiful. Let it go, let it go, and slowly come back. And if anybody would like to share anything before we complete, that's wonderful. Their experiences, their feelings, anything they'd like to share, or we can just complete. Either way is fine. And we'll chant Sat Nam. Inhale. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Sat Nam. Love to all. Light to all. Divine alignment to all. Yogi Bhajan and the guides are here, thanking everybody. And sending beautiful, bountiful, beautiful, and blissful blessings to everybody. Thank you, everybody. We will connect next Tuesday and on Thursday. Bye-bye. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Sat Nam.